Some of the motorists were released from police custody and instructed to raise money to pay fines for offences ranging from driving without fire extinguishers to lack of red traffic sign posts. Over 200 important vehicles condemned to have some defects are being kept at Chikato Police Station. Some of the angry motorists released this afternoon said they won't be able to raise money to pay the fines. They claimed that some of them will end up paying up to $400 each for allegedly violating various traffic laws. One of the motorists, Tatenda Moyo, claimed that the government is targeting motorists in order to raise money to boost its drying coffers.
It's very unfair what actually the police are doing, because I had to spend about 2 hours detained at the Chikato police station after my car was impounded for failing to have a working fire extinguisher. They are now demanding $100. My car is fully licensed. It has got everything that is required for it to move around the streets of Masvingo. But actually what matters most now is what the government is. It seems like it's trying to find raise through these hefty fines that they are imposing on us. Because $100 is a lot of money.
Another local resident who declined to be identified in fear of being victimized by the police said he is shocked that he was locked up in a filthy police cell for allegedly breaking a minor traffic offense. He said this was very unfair.
It's a spot fine. Where do I get the money? The government needs $100 from me again, so I don't think it's fair. And they have impounded the car, maybe they will start to charge for keeping the car.
Tsitsima Kamure, a student whose car was also impounded, said she was shocked when the police demanded $300 for 3 offenses. She has no hope of raising the money.
Car was impounded yesterday because I didn't have a third number plate, fire extinguisher, and a triangle, and each offense is $100, of which I can't afford to pay $300 because my parents are civil servants. They haven't gotten a bonus for last year, so I don't even know how I'm going to pay this, and I'm a student, so it's quite rough.
Masvingo Police spokesperson Inspector Charity Mazula, who declined to be recorded on tape by Studio 7, confirmed the arrest but said she could not ascertain the exact number of motorists arrested and the numbers of cars impounded. Some critics say the government has become desperate in raising money to extend or finding all means of raising money to pay its 500,000 strong workforce while catering for other needs of Zimbabweans. Reporting for Studio 7 in Masvingo, this is Gandhi Maramba.